A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Right, hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, our interview for the full hour tonight with President Donald J. Trump. We cover a ton of ground, and I think you're going to find it pretty interesting. You know, for the longest time, we have been able to highlight the fact that Joe Biden said, and we now know lied, and when he said repeatedly during the campaign, I've never once talked to my son Hunter or any family member about their foreign business dealings. Well, now we have emails that have emerged that show that Joe Biden personally helped draft responses to Hunter Biden's controversial deals when he was vice president. Going back, for example, to 2015 is one example. Miranda Devine had a piece how Hunter Biden had an FBI mole named One Eye who tipped off his Chinese business partners that they were under investigation, according to an Israeli energy expert arrested in Cyprus last month. House Oversight Committee is now investigating the explosive claims by Dr. Gal Loft, a former Israeli Defense Forces lieutenant colonel with deep intelligence ties in Washington and Beijing, who says he was arrested to stop him from revealing what he knows about the Biden family and FBI corruption. I mean, this is getting crazy. All of this started thanks to Peter Schweizer. And, of course, you know, he wrote Secret Empires and a number of best-selling books. He, along with Eric Eggers, join us now. They're both with the Government Accountability Institute. They both host their own podcast called Drill Down. Welcome both of you back to the program. Peter Schweizer, looks like everything that you were saying for years now is turning out to be true. And you can begin to see that the story of the Biden family syndicate is collapsing.
Yeah, you're right, Sean. You know, you and I were the first ones to talk about this publicly back in 2018. And the Biden position has shifted consistently. In 2018, when we exposed the deals in China, the Bidens denied that there were even any dealings in China. Then when that proved to be a lie, they switched to saying that, well, you know, Hunter didn't make any money from China. And then, of course, that proved to be a lie. And then they shifted to Joe didn't know anything about them. That, of course, is a lie. And then the argument became that Joe didn't profit from it. And it appears that that also is a lie. So, you know, the question is why there's really any credibility left. What you find, Sean, is not only did they get the money, not only did they get money that they provided no discernible service for, they actually went to serious effort to hide or obscure Joe's involvement in it, Joe's ability to make money in it. And that, to me, is in and of itself an admission of guilt. I mean, why go to the trouble to try to obscure Joe's involvement and Joe's knowledge, except for the fact that you know that this is wrong and it puts your family in a compromising situation?
Eric, do you have anything to add to that? I mean, this goes far and deep.
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, I think I can only add that you're exactly right, and thank goodness for the work that you and Peter Schweitzer have been doing since 2018. But for people that don't know, because every day there's another revelation about just how much they've lied and just how much money the Bidens have made from questionable sources. The reason why they're lying is because they're taking money from military officials connected to spy apparatus with China. I mean, that's the bottom line. Not only has Hunter Biden been doing business with the Chinese government for almost a decade now, what we exposed and what Peter and the research team at GAI and what we cover at the Drill Down have talked about is $31 million in five separate transactions with officials between the Biden family and Chinese military officials. I mean, so why would they take efforts to try to obscure Joe Biden's role in that? Because in what other scenario is it okay that an American elected official, the president of the United States, and the family of the president of the United States is making money off of our greatest national threat? It's a scandal, and thank goodness people like you and Peter have continued to uncover it. But that's what the emails are so validated, because they show the Biden team saying, hey, we don't want to have Joe's name on this memorandum of understanding with the University of Delaware. We need somebody else's name. It'll help make one more step to keep just this Biden scheme a secret.
So, and back to you, Peter, in your own podcast, you talked about how on March 17th, the House Oversight Committee released a memorandum detailing bank records that says they show multiple Biden family members receiving payments from an account set up by John Robertson, Rob Walker, a Biden family associate, shortly after the account received a $3 million wire transfer from a Chinese company. My question is, what is the total amount that we know for sure? And how much, you know, at what point will James Comer and his investigation in the House Oversight Committee chair, as House Oversight Committee chair, how much money are we talking about the Biden family has been doing with China and then Russia and then Ukraine? Let's just start with those three questions.
Well, in terms of China, Sean, we know for a fact, because we have the emails and we have the wire transfers and the confirmation emails, that they received $11 million from two Chinese officials who were business partners with people at the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. Then there is the $1.5 billion private equity deal, BHR, where Hunter gets a ownership stake in the management company. In that case, we don't know the exact valuation of that 10%, but a University of Chicago business school professor said that based on, you know, similar deals of funds the same size, that stake is worth about $20 million. So what we believe and know for a fact is that tens of millions of dollars were transferred to the Bidens from these Chinese entities. And again, to underline what Eric said, and Sean, you mentioned it as well, it's so important for people to realize every single businessman that arranged a deal for the Bidens in China is linked to Chinese intelligence, meaning they are business partners or they are tied to the top leadership of China's spy agency. And that should just send chills down everybody's spine. If you look at the other entities, we know in the case of Ukraine, Hunter was getting $1 million a year for 5 years from Burisma. We know he had no background in energy. We know that his father, when Hunter got that deal, his father was vice president and he was in charge of USA dollars going to Ukraine. And in fact, it was $250 million that Joe Biden steered to the energy sector, the natural gas energy sector of Ukraine, which is, of course, where Burisma was operating. And in fact, Burisma got some of those funds. And then in the third case, Russia, again, we don't exactly know. We know there was a $3.5 million cash transaction from Yelena Batorina sending money to one of Hunter Biden's accounts.
By the way, this is the former first lady of Moscow, a Russian oligarch, correct?
Yeah, yes, exactly right, Sean. And to add to that, by the way, in the Obama State Department cables, courtesy of WikiLeaks, we know that the Obama State Department linked her to Russian organized crime. So you have the $3.5 million, but this is very important. In the corporate records for one of Hunter's businesses, the claim is made, the company was named Burnham, the claim was made in the corporate minutes that she had given them some $250 million of her money to manage for various investments. So we don't know if they were lying in those corporate records. We don't know where that money is, but that $3.5 million could certainly be higher. And my great hope with Comer's committee is that they are going to be able to pinpoint all the foreign money that was flowing to the Biden family, because we as Americans need to know who took this family from essentially being broke to becoming wealthy courtesy of these kinds of deals.
Quick break. More with Peter Schweitzer and Eric Eggers of the Government Accountability Institute. We'll get to that. We'll get to your calls coming up as well. Here we go again. You see the state of the economy. Banks are failing. Banks are being bailed out. Biden is telling us, oh, don't worry, everything's okay. Yellen is saying there might be more bank bailouts. And I'm like, great. We're bailing out billionaires and millionaires out in Silicon Valley. Look, I don't trust what Biden is saying. That's why I've always believed in a diversified portfolio. Gold has always been part of my portfolio. I have it to this day. I've had it for most of my adult life. When I started saving any money, I put a certain percentage aside, and I have collected gold. And yes, it's in a safe deposit box that I can get to whenever I want. But anyway, it's critical. And our friends at Goldco, they can help you learn how you can protect your savings with gold and silver. And I partnered with Goldco because I've done my research and learned that they're a great company. They have an amazing reputation in the precious metals market. Right now, they're giving up to $10,000 in free silver while supplies last. Plus, if you're a fan of this show, you could receive a free Ronald Reagan silver coin. Now, look, we've already had disastrous economic policies, war, inflation, a potential recession. Things are not looking good for the future. And we can throw bank failures and bailouts into this mix. Anyway, I just advise you to check with your financial advisor. I've made it a part of my portfolio by choice, and I'm glad I have. Gold Co., you can call them today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD. And tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you. You'll get a free Ronald Reagan silver coin. 855-815-GOLD, G-O-L-D.
Exposing terrorism and supporting America's freedom. Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, we continue. Joe Biden knew the whole time. He did know about his family's foreign business dealings. We continue with Peter Schweitzer and Eric Eggers of the Government Accountability Institute, host of the podcast Drill Down. You know, Eric, I look at the amount of money, and I think the American people need to know. Number one, Joe lied when he said he never had any knowledge of any of these foreign business deals. How much did he benefit in terms of personal monies? On Hunter's laptop, he implicates his own father by saying, you know, he has to give up half his income to Pops and complains bitterly about paying for his home repairs and, you know, 10% for the big guy, as we all know. So I want to know, how much were these deals worth specifically? And it's really, to me, going to come down to follow the money, follow the money, follow the money. And has been a lot of stonewalling on that issue for the committee.
Well, that's exactly right. But I think that's why the work the committee is doing is so important. I've heard, and I'm sure you have as well, people get frustrated because they've been hearing about all these scandals. They've been hearing about all the business deals in Ukraine, in China, in Russia that Hunter Biden's been doing. I mean, remember, like, we live in a world in which it was treated as okay that Hunter Biden sold art to undisclosed people. Like, everything goes when it comes to Hunter and the Bidens, and everybody's just fine with it. And so I think finally we have now a committee with intention and authority and subpoena power that can get bank records. And I know people are frustrated because nothing's been happening, but I think the committee's only just now beginning to get access to the things that they can really paint the full picture of just how corrupt the Biden family regime has been and just how enriching it has been for their personal family fortune. So you're exactly right. These are incredibly important questions. And thank goodness Peter Schweizer hasn't stopped talking about it since 2018. Thank goodness you haven't stopped talking about it, because otherwise I don't think this committee exists. And I don't.
Well, he did the hard work. I just let him, gave him a platform to tell his story. And it took a long time for it to finally, you know, take root, but it has taken root now. And I believe we're closer than we've ever been to getting answers to these questions. But now, here's the harder question, Peter. And that is the Biden family compromised? We know they've got to have a dossier on Hunter Biden. This is at a point in his life. If you look at his life's timeline, I believe he was using crack cocaine at the time. And this is the time he was involved with hookers and everything else. I can't imagine that the communist Chinese and the Russians and Ukrainians don't have a dossier on him. But is Joe Biden himself compromised? Do we have to ask that question? I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, I think we do have to answer that question. I do think the answer is yes. And I think all you have to do is simply ask yourself, why did these Chinese businessmen send this money to the Bidens? Again, if you look at the agreement, they're doing nothing in return. I mean, in the recent committee example of, you know, $1.3 million that went to Hunter Biden and then he distributed to, you know, his uncle and to Hallie Biden and others, Hunter Biden says it was good faith seed money is what he said, which is a meaningless expression. If it's really seed money for a business, you're not passing it around to family members. You're actually investing in the business. The point is, all of this money seems to be money that was used for personal consumption of the family. And so then the question becomes, why are these gentlemen in China who are linked to the intelligence service there, why are they giving money and not getting anything in return? They're not stupid. They're not into charity. They're not into philanthropy. So the question is, what is going on here? And I think that's the sort of question that this committee needs to be asking next. And my feeling is the fact that the money continued to flow, you know, beginning in 2013, the deal started up through 2017, and you know, potentially beyond in terms of him selling this stake in BHR, you know, the money kept flowing for a reason, because they were getting something in return. And the question is, were they getting access? Were they getting, you know, who knows? But that's what I hope the committee's going to find. And I hope we're going to see Hunter Biden and other members of the family subpoenaed. And we also have to reiterate the point, Sean, that we've talked about before and the committee has demonstrated. The money's fungible. Hunter might have been getting the money, but Hunter was passing it around the family. So this notion that this is a Hunter problem, or it's hermetically sealed and it's Hunter's money and nobody else's money, is not true. Joe Biden benefited. We know that Hunter paid his bills with some of this money, and other members of the family did as well. So it's the Biden family and its status with Chinese intelligence, not just Hunter.
I think this is now coming to a head, and it's you have been unbelievably, doggedly, pointing this out for years, and finally that we now have the investigation, and we're now beginning to get more corroboration for everything that you wrote about back in 2018. Peter Schweizer, Eric Eggers, the Government Accountability Institute. Also, they have their own podcast. It's called Drill Down. Thank you both for being here. We appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Sean.
800-941-SEAN as we roll along.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Linda, have you at all, in any way, paid any attention to Chat GPT? Have you paid any attention to it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I certainly have, yeah.
Okay, so for those that don't know, this is artificial intelligence. And Elon Musk, for example, put out a warning that artificial intelligence is one of the biggest risks to civilization, and meaning talking about Chat GPT's rise. So a friend of mine has it, and we've been experimenting with it, and beyond, putting aside the fact that it is extremely liberal left and woke, it is simply amazing what it can spit out in terms of information in less than 10 seconds. It is incredible.
Now, it really is. And it's a little, it's like you said, it's a little bit scary, or maybe a lot.
Well, it's a lot when you read the New York Post today. New research paper claims a staggering amount of employees could see their careers impacted by the rise of ChatGPT. And they go through very specific professions. I don't want to hurt people's feelings here, but there's going to be a lot of people that could lose their jobs potentially because of this new technology. It is a huge risk. And the idea that it's a risk to civilization is also real. Now, what's pretty fascinating about it is ChatGPT, they only have updated this until, I believe it was, what, September 2021?
That's right.
But it could be in real time. In other words, it could be covering real events as they happen. I mean, that's how sophisticated the technology is. If you ask a question, how do I become successful in this field or that field or this field? What would be some of the best ways that I can become wealthy in my life? I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm looking for 10 really good ideas that I could easily increase my income. And they'll spit out ideas and you look at them and you say, every one of them is a good idea. I mean, it's just fascinating.
The other thing it can do is it can take a story and it can recreate the story. So it could take, like, say, for example, like the New York Post that you mentioned, and it can recreate that story using different words and different terminology. So thereby, like, when we do different stories or we capture different things, it can rewrite it as if it was a human person. Now, if you read it, you would see certain things that didn't read properly. But at the end of the day, it's a little scary that it can rewrite that whole story the way that the reporter wrote it.
Listen, on any paper, now I know schools are on the lookout for this and they have ChatGPT, but you could say, I need a research paper, X number of words on this topic specifically, blah, blah, blah. It'll spit out a paper in 10 seconds.
So this is what's going on in high schools too. So in college and in high school, they have all of these kids now, and now there's teacher's assistants and other, algorithms and programs that are analyzing the papers that the kids are writing to make sure that they're not stealing and using ChatGPT to do their work.
Okay, but then they could use ChatGPT to do their research for them.
Correct. And then so 6 ways to Sunday. They're getting over.
And then just put it in their own words. I mean, that's just, what's the difference between using ChatGPT and then using Google or any other search engine?
Here's the thing, right? So at least with Google, they have to read the websites. They have to go through the research a little bit themselves, right? But ChatGPT is doing the whole thing for them. Like, nah, these are the 4 best ones. Use these ones. Here's the excerpts from it. This is the paragraph it's in. Here's your footnote and you're welcome. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, it's pretty scary stuff, you know, and it's definitely going to impact kids' education because they don't have, I mean, heck, they're not working as hard as we did even now. I mean, none of them even use a pencil.
It's true.
I mean, they don't, man. They don't use a pencil. I mean, seriously, I mean, Liam is 7 and he's on his Chromebook and he's showing me how he's doing code and mama, this is JavaScript and this is how I can write HTML. And let me show you how I could splice this audio together. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, it's great. I want him to be smart, but I'd also like him to do, you know, long division, multiplication, just some basic stuff. You know, not everything has to be a computer. I'm not saying exclude it, include it, but just not the only thing.
Listen, I totally agree with you. There's a part of this is just addicting and fascinating to me. And I have other thoughts about it. You know, how can you use it for good? And then when I think about the possibilities of people misusing it or abusing it, that is frightening to me. And I think that's what Elon Musk was warning about. But by the way, reminder, Donald Trump on Hannity tonight on the Fox News channel. We got way more than an hour's interview with him, but we'll run it for the full hour and then we'll have more throughout the week. Barry is in the great state of Florida. Barry, hi. How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hi, Sean. You're terrific. I've listened to you for over 25 years, watched you as well. You speak the truth, and we need that here in America.
Thank you, my friend.
I greatly admire Governor DeSantis here in Florida for everything he's done in Florida. And President Trump has done a great job and delivered for all Americans when he was president. But I don't appreciate when Governor DeSantis calls a non-disclosure agreement, which is used all the time in business and sometimes in government, just so that parties that agreed to things that might be embarrassing. It's a civil matter and it's a contract. When Governor DeSantis calls it hush money, those are the words of the radical left trying to take down President Trump. A word is powerful these days when it's repeated over and over again. And that's my only reason for.
Well, but let me put it this way. I have a question for the president on this, and I'll tell you what the question is, because when I talk to Governor DeSantis next, I'll ask him his side. Basically, the question I'm being asked more than any other question at this moment is, well, what is going on between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump? They were friends. And that's what I'm going to ask. What happened? What caused this? Part of it was addressed the other night when he had his rally in Waco, Texas. But if you want a full answer, it'll be on Hannity tonight. And, you know, then I'll give Ron DeSantis at some point an opportunity to respond. But if I had my choice, I'd rather focus on how bad the Democrats are destroying the country. That would be my choice.
And I agree with that. But we don't use the terms of the radical left to try to bring down your opponent.
Listen, it's going both ways, you got to admit. And but, you know, there's a reason for it. I want to find out the full reason. And you know what? Look, you got to understand something. Politics is a blood sport. My preference would be this. At some point during a primary, it's always, 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 whether you like it or not, it's going to get ugly. But it doesn't have to come out of the gate being that ugly. And but it is what it is. So, I mean, this is the environment we're living in. Now, do I think Ron DeSantis is going to run? Every indication is that he will. I mean, he wrote a book. He's been to Iowa. He's been to New Hampshire. It seems like he's running to me. So, you know, we'll see what happens. As of now, Trump leads in almost every poll by a pretty significant amount, but that can change over time. And, you know, we'll just see what happens. I think the biggest, you know, challenge for the president, and I'll ask him about some of this tonight, is about, you know, all these legal issues he's facing. And, you know, like, for example, I thought he had a great week last week legally. And then we have the incident. He's talking about death and destruction. And then there was the images of the bat and Alvin Bragg. I don't think that was a good idea myself. I'll ask Joe Tacopina's lawyer at the top of the hour about it. But anyway, good call, my friend. Thank you. All right, quick break. Right back. We'll continue. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program as we continue.
Final hour roundup is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we get back to our busy phones. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. Andy is in Minnesota. Andy, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
Oh, hi, Sean. It's a pleasure to speak to you, a longtime listener. And before I get to my questions, I would just like to lift up the people of Nashville with what's happening today, and especially the families who have lost children, and pray that our nation turns away from evil and gets back to the Christian values that we have been founded on.
Well, I will say, anybody that has been impacted by these events, I will tell you, it's sad, the tragedy that, you know, went on in Nashville today. 6 killed, 3 students, the shooter's now dead. Those that were impacted by that tornado the other day, that too is, you know, our prayers are with them as well. I wish it didn't exist, something called evil. I wish that human beings had a good heart and soul and a conscience and an ability to discern right from wrong and to irresistibly obey, as Thomas Paine once wrote, the guides and dictates of conscience. Because if we did, we wouldn't even need government if people would follow the goodness that is within them. You know, look, the story of the human experience is human beings have a capacity for good and a capacity for evil. And a lot of it is due to the choices that everybody makes eventually in their life. You know, 7 people. Oh, now there's 7 people that have died, sadly, not 6.
Oh, dear. My question, Sean, for you. Alvin Bragg, campaigning on getting President Trump and also Letitia James, Can they not be charged with an ethics violation or malicious prosecution or even face disbarment for
Professor Dershowitz thinks so. By the way, he's written a really good book. We'll have him on this week about it. Get Trump. I mean, this is obviously an attempt. You know, it's kind of odd and on the one hand that Democrats say that they want Donald Trump to be the nominee. They think he would be the easiest one to beat. Okay. Then if that's the case, then why are they trying so hard to put him in jail? Or maybe they're just trying hard enough to get him perp walked, handcuffed, fingerprinted, mugshots, and just damage him as much as they can do and bloody him up as much as they can bloody him up so that, you know, he's beaten and bloody going into any campaign. I don't know. But they certainly seem to be after him on every legal aspect at all.
Oh, it's just endless.
It's endless. You're not wrong.
Yeah. Every week we watch President Biden kind of mumbling and stumbling. Why aren't there calls for him to take a mental competency test like President Trump?
There have been, and I think he should. And the reason he's not taking it is obvious. He can't pass it. Joe Biden has no capacity to pass that test. I've looked at these cognitive tests. I wanted to, you know, I did a deep dive into them. I wanted to find out, you know, are they simple tests? You know, it's a test that starts out easy and gets harder and harder and harder with every question.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump aced his. I'm not sure I would get a perfect score on the cognitive test. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And I have a pretty good memory. I have a lot in there. There's certain things I retain and certain things I don't retain. Linda, you can attest to that. I can tell you Ronald Reagan's record from, you know, his presidency and every president thereafter. But on the other hand, if you ask me who was on this program all last week, I couldn't name every guest.
But I will say you also have another amazing skill set, which is qual letters. I've never met anyone who knows all the qual letters of all their stations the way that you do. It is really kind of weird.
All the qual letters?
You say it. How do you say it?
The call letters.
Those qual letters, you know, most of them are three and four. You know what? I'm done talking to you. I was giving you a compliment, but that's okay. We can move on.
No, it's a passion, just like politics is a passion, you know, focusing on a particular segment. After that show's over, I got another TV show to do and then another radio show to do the next day. So I, you know, that show's in the can. Now move on to the next one. But anyway, thank you for the compliment, Linda. And thank you,
Andy,
from Minnesota. Andy in Minnesota, how cold is it, by the way?
Not bad. We've gone from the land of 10,000 lakes to the land of 10,000 blizzards every month, it seems like, this winter. But today the sun is out, and it's really not bad here. I think it's probably about 36 degrees, maybe.
One place I can promise you I don't want to live, and I don't mean to be insulting. I have no desire to live in a freezing cold place like Minnesota. None at all. It's just too cold for me. I used to love the cold when I was skiing, but as I get older, I think I prefer to be in warm temperature, throw some shorts on, and wear a long sleeve t-shirt so I don't get sunburned. You think that's, Linda's laughing. You know,
I think it's extreme. I mean, you know, but you're talking to me and I love the cold. So, you know,
it's very obvious your skin has not seen the light of day in 35 years.
Oh, listen, I give vampires a run for their money, boy. I am see-through pale. There is no question.
There's no doubt there's some Irish in there.
Irish.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, our friends at Genucel are including both their Ultra Retinol and Dark Spot Corrector in the most popular package. They've added that. And right now, when you go to Genucel.com/Sean, you save over 70% off Genucel's most popular package, just in time for the warm spring weather. You want to look your best. And now featuring Genucel's Ultra Retinol that contains a powerful retinol alternative, which is safe on your skin in the summer sun, and Genucel's dark spot to reduce the appearance of dark spots, sunspots, from long summer days outside. And you'll get Genucel's world-class therapy to get rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. There are immediate effects. You see results in as little as 12 hours. Linda uses every one of these products.
Something I've given them to my mom, my sister-in-law. I have given them to all of my friends and family, guys and girls alike, and everybody loves it. It works so fast.
Well, that's amazing. Anyway, Take advantage of this 70% off the most popular package. Just go to genucel.com/Sean right now. And every order will include a luxury gift box and two springtime essentials. That's genucel.com. That's genucel.com/Sean from Chamonix.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today. 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.